The annual South by Southwest Conference is in full swing in Austin, Texas. Thousands of musicians go there hoping to make the right connections for their big break. And the number of bands from Latin America and from Latino communities across the U.S. has increased so much that organizers have created a mini-conference within the larger festival. It's called South by Americas. Felix Contreras is there. He's the host of Alt Latino, NPR Music's weekly podcast about Latino arts and culture, and he has spotted a trend. He's here to talk more about it. Hey there, Felix.
What's up, Adi?
So this year, in terms of the music, what are we hearing from these Latin American artists?
In a word, resistance with a capital R. You know, ever since the election in November, there's been a growing movement among artists of all stripes. There's been a reaction to the immigration policies of the new administration, and musicians in particular have been critical of the mass deportations, what immigration activists are referring to as the breaking up of families, and they have reacted through their music. Now, last night, the voter registration group Voto Latino sponsored a big Resist concert here in Austin. It was an official South by Southwest show, but it was also free to the public and held in a very large outdoor facility known as Auditorium Shores, just south of downtown.
And that's kind of a big deal, the fact that the public could attend this, right? Usually you go to these showcases and you have to have a badge or you have to be some kind of industry person who's paid all this money to be there.
Yeah, every year they do have shows there once a night for folks who don't have badges. And every year since they started doing South by Americas, which has been a couple of years now, they've always had these large Latin concerts that bring in the majority of the population here around Austin, which is largely Latino. And judging by the flags flown last night that I saw in the crowd, it was largely Mexican or Mexican-American. They were incredibly enthusiastic about the themes of resistance and the anti-Trump messages shouted from the stage. And it felt really more like a rally than a concert.
I want to focus on one artist in particular who is huge, Rene Perez Joglar. He goes by the stage name Residente, and he was part of basically one of the biggest Latin groups for a decade. They're Puerto Rican, Calle 13. Soy América Latina, un pueblo sin pierna, pero que camina. Oye, tú no puedes comprar al viento. Felix, they have such a sleek, fun sound. Tell us a little bit more about Residente today.
Calle 13 was a phenomenon in Latin music. There's no other way to say it. Residente and his half-brother, who calls himself Visitante, you know, they've won a total of 25 Grammys and Latin Grammys, and it's unprecedented.
This artist grew up in Puerto Rico, and his music, I guess, makes a lot of sense when you know that his dad was a labor lawyer and his mom was an actress.
Correct. I mean, they were definitely paying attention to what was going on in the island, and it was absorbed. All of the social conditions and the political situations was absorbed in their personalities and their musical vision. And so their music has often been considered stridently political, but I've always considered it more of a reinforcement of what we Latinos have in common, a language, a shared history. You know, it's music that definitely brings people together to hear the band take on those things like racism, income inequality, and violence in their home, not just in Puerto Rico, but throughout Latin America, here in the U.S. Calle 13 is that rare example of intense, critical, and popular success, so far unmatched in anything that I've ever seen. Nacimos para aguantar lo que el cuerpo sostiene. Aguantamos lo que vino y aguantamos lo que viene.
Aguantamos aunque tengamos los segundos contados. Felix Contreras, host of Alt Latino, NPR Music's weekly podcast about Latino arts and culture. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Adi.
We wanted to know a little bit more about Residente, so our producer Christina Cala met up with him to talk about his latest project. It's a self-titled documentary and an album based on his DNA. What started with a simple test took him on a journey around the world.
When I got the results of my DNA test, I started to make music, I started to make research about the places that I learned that I had blood. And I, at the studio, I had a map with all the places to understand it better, and then I started to conceptualize the ideas for the song.
Residente traveled to Burkina Faso, China, Ghana, England, Siberia. He also visited a region called South Ossetia, officially part of Georgia, a region long mired in conflict.
You have North Ossetia and South Ossetia. South Ossetia is separated from Russia. North Ossetia is part of Russia. So I went to North Ossetia, and then I went to the South. Before I visit the South, I knew that they were in a conflict in 2008 with Georgia. So I wanted to go to both places because I was going to talk about war. But before I got there, I knew with whom I wanted to record. Like, I knew this group of people, Chechnyan, who sing. Like, I was looking for a specific voice and sound. A chant that sounds very from there, more than a story. But when I went there, I met with these people, and they had like incredible stories. They're not from Georgia. They live in Georgia because they are Chechnyan refugees, and their voices, you can feel their pain in their voices too. Yo te miro y mi rabia te toca cuando grito sin usar la boca y mi furia se come a la gente porque muerde aunque no. Yo te miro y mi rabia te toca porque grito sin usar la boca y mi furia se come a la gente porque muerde aunque no tenga dientes. If you listen to the first two verses, even though it's something sad, I'm talking about war in a way that, like, let's say that you're about to die and they already surrounded you and you have a gun and you're just that moment and you're gonna go all the way because this is it and you're gonna, so I was talking about that moment. And war, it could be, you know, even though it's awful, you can see it in a different way. Like, for example, Lionel Messi against five is war. And when he scored a goal, he won. So that kind of thing that you can use it for anything. So I wrote it in a way that you, that even people from sports, they can use it. Those are the times that you say, like, why these things happen in the world? And also I was questioning myself. I felt it bad like for a few days, but I wanted to feel it in order to write. And when you're making art, you have to be like that, like honest and real, and that thing of bringing back that connection with human beings that it's, I think it's missing in music. I want to bring it back.
That was Puerto Rican rapper and producer Residente. He spoke to us about his latest self-titled album and documentary.